San Francisco's district attorney is joining critics of Mayor London Breed's call for increased policing in the Tenderloin. D.A. Chesa Boudin and others are urging the mayor to put more money into housing and treatment to get at the root causes of crime.
Arresting people who are addicted to drugs, jailing people who have mental health struggles, putting folks who are vending hot dogs or other food on the streets in cages will not solve these problems. And they are certainly not the only tools available or the only options available to us. We cannot simply arrest and prosecute our way out of the problems that are afflicting the Tenderloin and so many parts of our city. The city can apparently turn on a dime and invest tens or hundreds of millions more in policing. But where are the treatment facilities on the back end? Where are we asking our judges to send people so they can actually get well and change their lives?
Boudin says incarcerated people sentenced to treatment programs can wait for months in jail until an available bed becomes open to them. He said 35% of the city's incarcerated are unhoused. The politically embattled DA was joined by public defender Manu Raju, the president of the Board of Supervisors Shimon Walton, and addiction specialists. They gathered after San Francisco's mayor last week declared a state of emergency in the Tenderloin amidst a spate of robberies and smash-and-grab retail thefts. Walton, who represents the Bayview Hunters Point, said his district has seen more shootings than the Tenderloin, but has not seen an increase in police, though it's been requested. He suggested the mayor's move is political.
Well, we've had 16 homicides in District 10 this past year. We have had two homicides alone in District 10 in the past couple of weeks. Where is the outcry over that? The media will show looting, but won't show the devastating impacts of losing a child. We cannot say protecting corporate interests over human life is our priority. Protecting children, families, and communities must come first. I cannot say public safety in only one community is more important than another.
Speakers also urged San Francisco's mayor to open a supervised drug consumption site to prevent overdose deaths. And they said the increase in policing in the Tenderloin would amount to wrapping up the war on drugs. Vitka Eisen is president and CEO of HealthRight 360, a healthcare provider for low-income and otherwise marginalized Californians.
Let's talk about some solutions. If we want people to stop using drugs on the streets, let's give them places to use drugs indoors, supported by teams of people who can make sure that they don't overdose and connect them with care and services. We have been talking about this for years now, and I mean years. Let's do it like yesterday. If we want to not see an increase in people living outdoors, well, let's not close the shelter-in-place hotels. And if we want people to stop dying from a toxic drug supply, let's pilot a safe supply program for people who use drugs, like the program that's established in Canada.
A spokesperson for the mayor said her administration has made historic investments in housing and treatment and is committed to opening a safe drug consumption site as well as a drug sobering center. As part of her emergency response plan, San Francisco's mayor is working to open a temporary site in the Tenderloin to connect people to services, her office said.